Superintendent Dan Walker says he's ignoring the governor's remarks.
As far as school districts are concerned, they believe a budget has been passed. It was passed by forward funding last year.
Walker believes that the courts will agree that last year's forward funding of education was legal. The Lower Kuskokwim School District is operating as though it has state funding for next year. And if he's wrong?
At some point, schools would have to shut down.
Walker says the state's budget impasse is also affecting his ability to hire teachers for next year.
They look at Alaska and see the pressure that we have on our budget, and they're like, why would I want to go to Alaska and teach?
That's adding onto an already difficult climate for recruiting teachers to Alaska.
Salaries in the lower 48 for educators have gone up.
And Walker says the state's changes to teachers' retirement plans in 2005 have been unpopular amongst those he's trying to recruit.
The state retirement system for teachers now is not in a good spot. It's not attractive to people.
This could help explain why Walker has to hire almost 100 new teachers for the next school year. He still has 20 to 30 of those positions left to fill. On Friday, he headed to a teacher hiring conference to fight that uphill battle. Hiring enough teachers for the next school year will be one of Walker's last battles as LKSD's superintendent.
I've been working in LKSD for 28 years. I started as a teacher in Quinnahock, my wife and I, and she retired this year, and then next year is my last year.
Walker announced his retirement last year so the district could build a succession plan. He hopes to find another homegrown superintendent, someone who knows what it means to educate students in this region of Western Alaska. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.